I don't know. I've never heard of that. Two sets of wings, and they're over water, and they hover.
Snake doctor.
And jump. Snake doctor.
No, Faye, I don't tell you. Snake doctor, I never did. I seen a snake, what we call a snake doctor, would be around these flowering shrubs there.
You said around water, didn't you?
Around water with two sets of wings. They're sometimes called a mosquito hawk, and sometimes a snake doctor, and sometimes...
Well, now, you might be right now.
Double-sided needle?
Now, what we call a snake doctor there, we would see him around a wild rose bush there. And every time we'd say a snake doctor there, we'd say a snake's around somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the bug that I was referring to you was the dung of the animal there that he would roll up in balls. And we called him a tunnel bug.
Nice.
A tunnel bug. Mm-hmm. He would roll it up in a ball and he'd roll it off to his hole and roll it in his hole, and that's what he'd feed off from. Mm-hmm. A tunnel bug.
And these bugs that... turn lights off and on.
Lightning bugs.
And you mentioned squirrel. Do you ever have a something that looks like a squirrel but stays on the ground?
Well, the honest the resemblance that we have to a squirrel is a mink. But he's larger than a squirrel.
You don't have any.
Now, we have the flying squirrel, but they stay in trees more than they do on the ground.
You don't have anything called a grinny or a chipmunk or a...
No, sir. No, sir. Now, we do have, I take that back.
It's
we call them
chipmunk.
We call them groundhogs.
Groundhogs
there. Now, it was one over here at where the electric department was there. Till they went in there and put the electric department there, and he left out. And where was that we saw?
Is a groundhog about the size of a squirrel, or is he?
He looked more like a guinea pig. I call him than anything else.
And about trees, do you ever hear of a buttonball tree?
Buttonball,
sycamore.
Button willer.
We call them button willer, and the tree, the sycamore tree that you did, they did have a little ball on them, but I don't ever remember calling them a button ball.
Some places that's they don't ever say sycamore, they say button.
Is that right?
Ball.
Well, now we call them just pure old sycamore.
How about a cucumber tree? You ever hear of that?
No, sir.
That seems to be close to a magnolia.
Cucumber tree.
Might not be the same thing. And I forgot to ask you, peaches that break away easy.
They were called freestones.
And the ones that...
Burst and open
peaches are freestones.
And the ones that the meat stays to the stone.
To the stone, they were called... they were called open stone, wasn't it? No.
Cling
stone, wasn't it?
Cling stone.
Pressed peach or plum peach.
I've heard the term plum peach.
A plum peach there would be, my daddy used to have them there. They were bigger than a plum, yet they were smaller than a plea, and they were of the damsel. They were of the damsel species, but they were not of the purple damsel. They were the big white one. And I think my dad would call them plum peach.
I see. You mentioned taking the hay into the barn. Where did you put it?
Loft?
We put it in the loft, and we had to put it back to the far back. We had one man on the wagon throwing all, one man picking it up and dragging it back as far as he could, and then the man back there would pick it up and throw it up as high as he could. And then the hay would settle, and then you would have to go through the process again.